USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Illinois, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged Democrats to work to defeat President Trump and take the Senate in 2020. She said public sentiment is behind background checks for gun purchases, despite Senate leader Mitch McConnell's stalling tactics.
Moscow Mitch says that he is the Grim Reaper. Imagine describing yourself as the Grim Reaper, that he's going to bury all this legislation. Well, we have news for him. All this legislation is live and well in the general public.
There's a standoff in Philadelphia after a gunman barricaded himself inside a home. Commissioner Richard Ross said his department is trying to defuse the situation.
Multiple attempts to talk to him by myself and others, trying to assure him that I'm out front, you know, and that he has the highest assurance he's not going to be harmed when he comes out.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
It was a rough day on Wall Street, stocks posting big losses. The Dow was down 800 points after the bond market raised a warning flag on the economy. The yield on the 10-year Treasury bill briefly dropped below the 2-year Treasury bill yield for the first time since 2007. Mark Hamrick is with Bankrate.com.
For those people that are looking at retirement, let's say 20 years out, there is absolutely no reason to panic here because this market cycle will change more than once, meaning if we do enter into a prolonged downturn, you cannot accurately gauge when you need to get back into the market.
The Dow is down 800 points, the S&P 500 down 85, and the Nasdaq down 242. Hong Kong's airport authority said normal flight operations would resume on Thursday after pro-democracy protests forced the cancellation of nearly 1,000 flights this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Portland, Oregon's mayor says anyone planning violence or hatred should not be in his city this Saturday. The rally is being organized by a member of the Proud Boys, which is designated as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
To those of you who plan on using Portland on August 17th as a platform to spread your hate, you are not welcome here.
Mayor Ted Wheeler spoke at a rally of religious, police, and business groups.
We're proud to call ourselves a sanctuary city. We're a city that has each other's backs. These are our values.
Wheeler says Portland has a history of supporting the right to assemble and free speech, but he adds some groups use that right to be violent. Astronomers are studying a mystery in space, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Scientists are trying to figure out why a black hole at the center of the galaxy has been lighting up brighter than ever. Astronomers at UCLA say they observed the supermassive black hole glowing with what they refer to as unprecedented brightness on four nights this year. The lead scientist says that indicates something is happening in the region of that black hole. Known as Sagittarius A, it's 4 million times as massive as the Sun, and it's about 26,000 light years from us. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.